हरे कृष्ण।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Today we will discuss a brief outline of third canto. What we will study for one full semester, about 6 months, we will go through it in one day. So that the purpose of having this overview is to briefly go through all the contents of a canto, mainly visiting the flow and connections between different chapters and sections and the flow of events there, not so much in terms of purports, elaboration, discussion and explanation will not be there. So we will just focus on the flow, and some vital verses we will recite, and very rarely and occasionally we may mention a purport point. So canto 2 ends with Sukadeva Goswami's description about the 10 topics of Srimad Bhagavatam. Atra sargo visargascha sthanam poshanam utayah manvantara ishanukatha nirodho muktirashrayah. So that is the 10th chapter. So Sukadeva Goswami gives the 10 topics of Srimad Bhagavatam. He defines them, and also later he briefly mentions visarga and sarga. Sarga and Visarga. Then he was about to explain Padma Kalpa. As we know, Bhagavatam is a loop of conversations. Sukadeva Goswami and Parikshit were discussing. They are the primary listener and speaker. However, their conversation is actually being quoted by Suta Goswami and Suta Goswami to the Naimisharanya sages. So when this conversation is going on, while Suta Goswami was narrating the conversation between Parikshit and Sukadeva, suddenly at the end of second canto, the sages of Naimisharanya show their inquisitiveness to know about Maitreya Vidura Samvad. So they interrupt Suta Goswami and say, you have mentioned that Vidura went for a pilgrimage and came back to Hastinapur, first canto 13th chapter. What exactly did he hear from Maitreya in his pilgrimage? So we want to hear that. Then Suta Goswami narrates Maitreya Vidura conversation as narrated by Sukadeva Goswami to Parikshit Maharaj. Right? So that is the connection between the second canto and the third canto. In the beginning of the third canto, we see that Parikshit Maharaj asks this question to Sukadeva Goswami: when and where did this discussion between Maitreya and Vidura take place? He glorifies the conversation by saying like this: nahi alpartho dayastasya vidurasya amalatmanah tasmin variyashi prashnah sadhuvadopo brahmitah. So nahi alpa artho dayastasya. So this discussion between Vidura and Maitreya did not happen for any meager purpose, right? Vidurasya amalatmanah, because Vidura is a spotless, uncontaminated devotee of the Lord. When he is involved in a discussion, it's not for any meager purpose. Tasmin variyashi prashnaha, he has asked very glorious queries. So sadhu vadopa brumhitaha, this conversation is approved and adored by great sadhus also. So that is the glory of Vidura Maitreya conversation. So this conversation is there throughout the two cantos. Third canto and fourth canto is majorly a conversation between Maitreya and Vidura. So this introduction of third canto glorifies it like this. Then Sukadeva Goswami is very pleased with this enquiry and this glorification, and he started narrating. So before narrating the Maitreya and Vidura conversation, the events that led for Vidura to leave Hastinapur and meet Maitreya are discussed for 4 chapters. So Dhritarashtra tried to kill these fatherless Pandavas in various ways, and Duryodhana, Dushyasan, Shakuni, Karna, all these people were scheming how to kill the Pandavas. So he did not even forbid the disrobing of Draupadi, although she was crying. He cheated Yudhishthir Maharaj in a gambling match and took away all his kingdom. So Kauravas did not take the words of the Lord also very seriously when the Lord personally came. So this was the background. So once Vidura was called for an advice, then Vidura spoke to Dhritarashtra some good instructions. He said, Pandavas are very angry. You must return their rightful share of the kingdom. And revengeful Bhima is hissing like a snake. Right? Before he takes revenge, better you peacefully submit, surrender their kingdom to them, rightful share. Don't try to usurp that. So Krishna and all the Yadus are on the side of the Pandavas. So the whole problem happened because of your bad son, Duryodhan. Sa esha dosha purushadvidaste grahan pravishtoyam apatyamatya pushnasi krishnad vimukho gatashrihi tyajasvashailam kulakaushalaya. So this Duryodhan is dosha personified, sin personified. Sa esha dosha purushadvidaste, he is the enemy of Purusha. Right? He is inimical to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And grahan pravishtoyam, he has entered your house, such a sinful personality entered your house. And apatyamatya, you are thinking that he is your son. You are thinking that an enemy, a degraded personality, to be your son and having so much affection for him. So pushnasi krishnad mukho gatashrihi tyajasvasam tyajasvasam kulakaushalaya. You must immediately check him out of Hastinapur so that the glory of your dynasty remains intact. Otherwise he will degrade the fame of your dynasty. So like that, very heavily he advised Dhritarashtra. So Vidura was insulted. Then Duryodhana came and Vidura was insulted by Duryodhana. So Duryodhana's anger was limitless at that time. His lips were trembling, right? Pravruddha kopas puritadarena. Like that his disposition was described by Sukadeva Goswami. So Duryodhana spoke. Who asked the son of this kept mistress, Dasi Putra, to come here and advise? Right, he is constantly scheming against our interests and taking the side of our enemies. Right, so throw him away from this Hastinapur as a remuneration for his lifelong service to the throne of Hastinapur. We just leave his breath in his nostrils. There is no other remuneration. Get out. So he said like that. Then sa itta mattalvana karna banehi bhratur puro marmasu tadi topi. Swayam dhanurdhari nidhayamayam gato vyatho yad urumanayanaha. So what was Vidura's disposition when he faced this calamity? He very faithfully served the throne of Hastinapur for so long time, but without any gratitude he is being checked out of Hastinapur. So sa ittam atyulvana karna banair. So these are all the words of Duryodhan are like arrows entering the ears of Vidura. He was very pained at heart to receive this. However, he had the maturity to see this whole situation as something orchestrated by Krishna's energy. Krishna's energy is acting. Krishna's internal energy is acting upon Vidura and facilitating Vidura's pilgrimage. So far, Vidura is absorbed in some political affairs. Now Vidura understood that I got an opportunity to get out of Hastinapur. They are only sending me. I am not voluntarily going out. So now I take this opportunity to go for pilgrimage and purify myself. I am totally contaminated by the sinful association of all these people. So let me go. So internal energy of the Lord is facilitating me. However, the external energy of the Lord is acting upon Duryodhan. Because Vidura is such an exalted soul, he is speaking for the welfare of the throne of Hastinapur, welfare of Duryodhana and Dhritarashtra. But because of the influence of external energy of the Lord, Duryodhana could not take that good advice. Right? He is sending Vidura out and causing his own ruination. He is sending the most well-wishing personality outside Hastinapur. So we don't want your association because you are not acting according to my sense gratification. You are not advising me according to what I think is good for me. What you think is good for me is not actually good for me. Because I don't consider it good. Because my mind says something else is good for me. So you should be aligning to it. Whatever you say which is aligning to my thought process, then only I will accept that. So, but he was checked out. Vidura went out for pilgrimage. Then he traveled to so many places. Right? He saw cities, villages, and he exhibited a very ideal conduct as a mendicant in all his pilgrimages. So he traveled, and while traveling, he once reached to Prabhasa Kshetra. At Prabhasa Kshetra, he came to know that a war actually happened. So he was checked out of Hastinapur before the war. So in his travels, when he reached Prabhasa Kshetra, he heard that war happened between Pandavas and Kauravas, and so many people died. So then Vidura went to the bank of Saraswati. He visited 11 places of pilgrimage. He also visited many temples and deities of Vishnu. So eventually, he reached the bank of Yamuna. On the bank of Yamuna, he met Uddhava. So Vidura embraced Uddhava and inquired from him. And what was Uddhava's background there? Uddhava was... Krishna was about to depart. All the demigods came to Krishna in Dwaraka and told him that the purpose for which you have descended has been fulfilled. Now if you wish, you can go back to your abode, eternal abode. So Krishna prepared for his departure, and before his departure he wanted to dispatch all the Yadus back to their respective abodes, because many of them are the demigod portions, right? So demigods descended in the Yadu family to assist Krishna in fulfilling demigod's mission only. And now that Krishna's mission is fulfilled, demigods should resume their positions. And the eternal associates of the Lord, right, they are Yadus. Some of the Yadus are eternal associates of the Lord. They can anyways go back to the eternal abode of Dwaraka. So Krishna arranged this whole Maushala Leela through the curse of the sages. Last time we discussed that quite elaborately. We will not go into details. So when Krishna was preparing to depart, Uddhava was overwhelmed by feelings of separation. He requested Krishna, please take me along with you. Then Krishna spoke to him 23 chapters of Uddhava Gita at Dwaraka and told him that you should go to Badrikashram, because during my manifest pastimes I have given my association to so many people, people in Hastinapur, Mathura, Dwaraka, Vrindavan. Then I went to Kashi, I went to Kundinapur, I went to Sutala Loka, I went to Yamaloka, I went to Mahavishnu also, I went to Ayodhya. So many people got my association, but I could never manage to go to Badrikashram. So now I am going to depart. In my absence, after my disappearance, you are my representative. So you should go to Badrikashram and give my message to the sages there. They are eager for my association and you are as good as me. I don't see anyone else who is as qualified as you. So you should go do this service. After some time, you can come back to my abode. So, Uddhava was going towards Badrikashram, but because of his intense feelings of separation, he could not proceed. He came back and again met the Lord at Prabhasa Kshetra. So by this time, Maushala Leela has happened. Then at Prabhasa Kshetra, Lord met Uddhava. And Uddhava was spoken, that we will discuss in the later chapters. So Uddhava, after meeting the Lord at Prabhasa Kshetra, he was proceeding to Badrikashram. So on the bank of Yamuna, when Uddhava was traveling to Badrikashram, on the bank of Yamuna, Vidura happens to meet. So Vidura and Uddhava met on the bank of Yamuna. So then Vidura asked so many questions. How is Krishna? How is Balaram? And he asked about many other Yadus. How are Vasudeva, Pradyumna, Ugrasena, Samba, Yudhana, Akrura, how are they doing? Then he asked about the welfare of the Kurus, Pandavas and Kunti. I lament for Dhritarashtra. I am not astonished that things happen by the action of Lord's energies. So Krishna personally orchestrated this Kurukshetra war, but he refrained from engaging in the fight personally. He did not take any weapons. So Lord came to establish dharma. He established dharma through these means. So Lord descends for the sake of surrendered devotees. Like that, Vidura glorified the Lord and inquired about the welfare of so many relatives. So we come to the second chapter. Now Uddhava goes into an ecstatic remembrance of the Supreme Lord. So Uddhava was unable to speak initially due to remembrance of the Lord. So Uddhava's glory was that even in his childhood, he was absorbed in playing with Krishna dolls. Sometimes he would even skip breakfast also. He does not take breakfast. Yah panchahayano matra pratar asaya yachitaha tannaitya drachayan yasya saparyam bala lilaya. He was so absorbed in his childhood play with Krishna dolls, he would skip breakfast also. He is such an exalted devotee. So that was his background during the childhood. When he became very old, then also his remembrance of Krishna was not slackened. Sakatham sevayatasya kalena jarasangataha prishto vartam pratibhruyat bhartuhu padava nusmaran. So kalena jarasangataha, although Uddhava has become quite old by this time, still prishto vartam pratibhruyat, when Vidura inquired about the topics of Krishna, immediately Uddhava could remember Krishna. Right? Bhartuhu padava nusmaran. He remembered the lotus feet of the Lord and exhibited so many ecstatic symptoms. He was silent for a while. For a muhurta, he was silent. He was totally absorbed. So many bodily transformations and tears of ecstasy could be seen in his body. And Vidura was observing all this. So he asked a question and Vidura waited for one muhurta, 48 minutes to get the answer. So all these 48 minutes, he was observing the transcendental symptoms of Uddhava. Very soon, Uddhava came back to his normal consciousness and spoke to Vidura. Prabhupada writes there that when a person is overwhelmed with remembrance and exhibiting ecstatic symptoms, he is actually there in the spiritual world. So for him to regain consciousness means again coming back to external consciousness of this material world and speaking and doing the needful. That's what happened to Uddhava. Now Uddhava started speaking. My dear Vidura, you are asking about welfare. What welfare is there when the sun of the world, Krishna, had set? So Krishna had already set. Krishna had disappeared. So what welfare are you speaking about? However, Prabhupada writes, and Acharyas write in this purport, 7th verse purport, there is a comparison between Krishna's disappearance and sunset. That's why Krishna is compared to sun here. When sun sets, that does not mean that is the end of the sun. Similarly, when Krishna disappears, that does not mean Krishna ended. Krishna is no more. That's not the meaning. When sun sets today, he will rise again tomorrow. Similarly, when Krishna disappears in this day of Brahma, in the next day of Brahma again he will appear. When sun sets in this hemisphere, he must have appeared in a different hemisphere, other hemisphere. Similarly, when Krishna disappears in this universe, he must have appeared in some other universe, because Krishna's leelas are eternal. However, when sun disappears, people get affected. Sun is not affected. Similarly, when Krishna disappears, devotees get affected, but Krishna is not affected. So like that, sun and Krishna are compared. However, Krishna's disappearance will definitely cause a lot of distress of separation for the devotees. Just like sunset will make the Chakravaki bird lament, and lotus also is disfigured because of sunset, and thieves and rogues become prominent. Similarly, in the absence of Krishna, Kali becomes prominent. Thieves and rogues become prominent. Adharma can become prominent. So these are the comparisons between sunset and Krishna's disappearance. Then Uddhava starts lamenting for the situation of Yadus. He says, universe is unfortunate and Yadus are even more unfortunate. Because many Yadus were considering Krishna as one of them, one amongst them. Just like fish may sometimes consider moon to be their equal. What is this comparison? During Samudra Manthan, moon came from the ocean. And fish also live in the ocean. Just because fish also come from the ocean and moon also is coming from the ocean, fish and moon cannot be equal. Similarly, although Krishna also appeared in Yadu dynasty and other the Yadus are also in the Yadu dynasty, they both cannot be equal. But some Yadus were thinking that Krishna is one amongst them and they were behaving whimsically. That's one of the reasons why Krishna had to orchestrate this Moshala Leela and dispatch all the Yadus. So although learned and experts, Yadus could almost understand the Lord only as super soul, not as Bhagavan. However, pure devotees are not affected by these kinds of words. Pure devotees are not influenced by the external energy. They are never bewildered about the situation of the Supreme Lord. Devasya mayaya sprishta ye chanya dasadashritaha bhramyate dhirna tadvakir atman yuptatmano haru. So, Lord's maya cannot touch great devotees. So, Lord removed his vision, removed his form from the vision of those who are not qualified. In a generic way, it is mentioned that those who haven't performed sufficient tapasya. That does not mean tapasya is the qualification to see the Lord. So it's in a conventional way, many times it is said, oh, what tapasya he must have done to get this privilege, to get the darshan of the Lord. Now Uddhava remembers the attractive beauty of Krishna. Yanmartya leelau paikam swayoga Mayavalam darshayita grihitam Vismapanam svasya cha saubhagardhe Parampadam bhushana bhushanangam. So Krishna's pastimes are so attractive that with his pastimes and with his beauty and with his qualities he can attract even his incarnations also. Even Vishnu also gets attracted. That's why he was stealing all the Brahmana's sons so that he can get darshan of Krishna and Arjuna. So even his own avatars also can get attracted to Krishna. That's why he is called ornament of all ornaments. Param padam bhushana bhushanangam. All the ornaments of Krishna are not actually ornaments of Krishna. Krishna is an ornament of those ornaments. By adorning Krishna, ornaments become beautiful. Not that by wearing ornaments, Krishna becomes beautiful. Next, Uddhava remembers how Krishna received the Agra Puja in the Rajasuya sacrifice of Yudhishthir Maharaj. Everybody who assembled there was thinking that Krishna must be the ultimate dexterous creation of Brahma. Because not everybody can have complete understanding of the Absolute Truth or Krishna's position. Right? They were thinking that Brahma created everybody, Brahma must have created Krishna also. So like that they were thinking. Now Uddhava remembers the gopis, right? Yasyanuraga plutaha sarasa Leelavaloka pratilabdhamana Vrajastriyo drikbhiranu pravritta Dhiyovatatsuhu kilakritya seshah. All the gopis became very anguished when the Lord left from their sight. They were stunned. Gopis were so absorbed in Krishna that they could not finish their household duties. Yesterday we were discussing that verse. Yadohane vahanane mathanopalepa prengkhankhanar bharudite kshana marjanadau Gayanti chaina manurakta dhiyoshrukanthyo dhanya vrajastriya urukrama chittayanaha. While doing all their household duties like threshing grain or taking care of the babies or churning buttermilk or cleaning or putting the cow dung lep on their walls or doing whatever, they were constantly absorbed in singing the glories of Krishna. Dhanya vrajastriya urukrama chittayanaha. They are most fortunate because their chitta is constantly hovering around Lord Urukrama. So Uddhava remembered the separation of the gopis. Next, later Uddhava starts remembering the bewildering activities of Krishna. Lord is unborn, but sometimes he takes birth to protect his devotees. Although he is all powerful, sometimes he seems to be running away from an enemy, right? So Krishna has taken birth in the jail of Kamsa. Apparently out of fear of Kamsa, Krishna was taken away from Mathura to Vrindavan. Right? Samam khedayeta desyadanma vidambanam yad vasudeva gehe. Vidambanam, it's very bewildering, very astonishing that Krishna left Vasudeva's house And Vrajecha Vasori Bhayat Ivasvayam. Vrajecha Vaso, he started living in Vraja, apparently because of what? Aribhayat, because of the fear of enemy Kamsa. Right? All this is very bewildering. Sometimes Krishna would go in front of Ugrasena and submit to him as a subordinate. My dear sir, this has happened at so and so place. This is like this, this is like this. Although only because of Krishna, Ugrasena was again enthroned. Otherwise, his son Kamsa pulled Ugrasena from his throne and he sat. So only because of Krishna, Ugrasena sat on the throne again. But now Krishna takes a humble position and submits to Ugrasena. This is all bewildering. Then he remembers the glory of Krishna's lotus feet. Kova amushyanghri sarojarenum vismartumeshi tapuman vijighran yo vispurat bhru vitapena bhumer bharam krutante natiraschakara. If anyone once also smells the dust of the lotus feet of Krishna, he can never forget it. And how many times Uddhava must have associated with Krishna. So he was overwhelmed with feelings of separation. That's why he's recollecting all this. Sometimes you see, when someone is so overwhelmed or excited or in sorrow, he may not speak in a very systematic manner. He may speak little randomly. So Uddhava, initially he was overwhelmed with remembrance and he remembered all Krishna's pastimes and glories in a little random way. Sometimes he remembers Gopi, sometimes he remembers Rajasuya sacrifice, sometimes he remembers the birth of Krishna, next lotus feet of Krishna. Again he came back to this, how he gave liberation to even inimical kings like Shishupala. Right? Shishupala was blaspheming the Lord, but Lord mercifully killed him and gave him liberation. Who can tolerate separation from such a Lord? Kastad viraham saheta. That's what Uddhava says. Again, he went to Kurukshetra episode. This is a beautiful verse. Tathaiva chanye naraloka veera yahave krishna mukhara vindam netreh pivanto nayana bhiramam Parthastraputa Padamapurasya. On being purified by the arrows of Arjuna, many people are getting liberation in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. They have double benefit. They are purified by the arrows of a pure devotee and they have the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead right at the time of their death. They are looking at Krishna. Netraihi pibanto nayanabhiramam. They are drinking the beauty of Krishna through their eyes. Very fortunate death. And they are getting purified by devotee's arrows. Right? Parthastra putaha padamapurasya. All of them went back to eternal report. Right? So this happened to the people on Kurukshetra battle. Then he remembers the Lord as the Lord of trees. Master of trees. Swayam tu. Asamyati Shayas Triadhishaha. Triadhishaha means the Lord of three pairs of opulences, Lord of three Purusha incarnations, Lord of three Guna incarnations, Gunavataras, and Lord of three worlds, Lord of three modes, like that. Lord is described as Triadhisha. Then, it is very painful to remember how the Lord is submitting explanations before Ugrasena. Right? Next, the most important verse. Uddhava remembers Krishna's merciful attitude. Ahobakiyam stanakalakutam jighamsayapaya yadapya sadhvi lebhegatim dhatruchitam tatonyam kamvadayalum sharanam rajema. So this Baki, this great demoness, Putana, started smearing her body with some kalakuta, poison. Jighamsayapaya yadapya sadhvi, asadhvi. She is an asadhvi, not a chaste woman. So she came with the malicious intention to kill babies, Krishna, 6 days old baby Krishna. So lebhe gatim dhatrucitam. Although she came with such a malicious intention, Krishna forgot about all those intentions. He just saw. She came in the form of a mother. Although she was acting like a mother, but she did not have the intention of a mother, Krishna took that. Krishna took that little good quality and gave her dhatriyuchitam, a position suitable for a mother. Kam va dayalum charanam rajema. Who else is there who is more merciful than Krishna? So Krishna is merciful in general. And in Vrindavan, Krishna is most merciful. The mercy that Krishna shows to even such great demons also in Vrindavan is unparalleled. So we cannot take this in every case, because we cannot take the example of Putana and say, oh, Krishna will anyways deliver. Who else is there more merciful than Krishna? So these things are all very nice to discuss. We need to understand that Krishna is especially merciful in Vrindavan. Right, we cannot take undue advantage of Krishna's mercy. Even Sukadeva Goswami also describes in 10th canto 6th chapter about Putana episode. Padbhyam bhakta hridistabhyam vandhyabhyam loka vanditaihi angam yasyah samakramya bhagavan api tatstanam yatudhanyapi sasvargam avapajana nigatim krishna bhukta stanakshiraha kimugavonu mataraha. Padbhyam bhakta hridistabhyam. Krishna's lotus feet are always carried in the hearts of his devotees. Padbhyam bhakta hridistabhyam vandhyabhyam lokavanditaihi. There are so many personalities who receive vandan, obeisances from various people, and all such people will come and offer obeisances to Krishna, Krishna's lotus feet. So vandhyabhyam lokavanditaihi. Angam yasyaha samakramya bhagavan api tatstanam. Now, just to get access to the lotus feet of Krishna is so rare. Just to offer obeisances to those lotus feet also is very rare. But what is the glory of Putana? Putana did not get the touch of Krishna's lotus feet. Krishna is embracing Putana's body. Angam yasyaha samakramya. He is completely embracing the body of Putana. And all the Putana is saying, leave me child, leave me child, I don't want to. Still Krishna is catching to her body only. He is not leaving Putana. So what fortune is there for Putana? Angam yasyaha samakramya bhagavan api tatstanam. Yatudhanyapi sa svargam. Although she is yatudhani, a witch, still svargam. She attained spiritual world. Here svargam is not the material heaven. Svargam here refers to the spiritual world. Yatudhanyapi sa svargam avapa janani gatim. In the spiritual world, she attained the position of a mother. Right? What to speak of other gopis and cows who have given milk to Krishna with so much love and affection, right? So that's how Sukadeva Goswami also glorifies this episode of Putana. So in this context, Uddhava says that I consider these demons to be more powerful than devotees, because while fighting in enmity they die absorbed in Lord. This is a statement spoken out of some humility. How can demons be more glorious than devotees? Even Narada Muni also says in the 7th canto 1st chapter, he describes how Shishupala was so absorbed in Krishna through enmity, and he was given liberation. So Narada Muni, out of his humility, says, sometimes I consider demons more exalted than devotees, more fortunate than devotees, because of their absorption, even with a negative emotion, they get liberated. Devotees may not get so absorbed like that. But we cannot take the words of Narada Muni or Uddhava literally and say that devotees are inferior to demons. That's not a recommendation. Now, Uddhava goes into a systematic remembrance of Krishna's pastimes. So far he was randomly recollecting so many incidents. Now he begins. Lord was born to Vasudeva and Devaki. Then he was brought to Vrindavan out of fear of Kamsa. Then in Vrindavan, he was performing so many beautiful pastimes in the forests of Raja and the banks of Yamuna with cowherd boys and cows. And sometimes he would cry, sometimes he would laugh. That's what children do, right? Just like a child. And he would appear like a lion cub. Although he's playing like a small boy, still he is lion. So he killed so many demons fearlessly. Lord headed cows, bulls, and played on wonderful flute. Right? Venu Gita is also there in 10th canto. And Kamsa is constantly sending so many demons, but Krishna has, just like a small child breaks dolls, Krishna killed all these demons sent by his uncle, Mama. So Lord chastised Kaliya, so he started dancing on the hoots of Kaliya, and he gave, he protected all the Vrajavasis from various difficulties and calamities. Once there was a big rainfall caused by Indra, Krishna lifted Govardhan. He started Govardhan worship, right? He saved all the Vrajavasis from this downpour of Indra's rainfall. Then he also performed Rasalila in the Sharat Purnima night. So like that, Vidura, Uddhava remembered all the pastimes of the Lord in Vrindavan. In the third chapter, Vidura remembers, Uddhava remembers all the pastimes of Krishna outside Vrindavan. After he left Vrindavan, what happened? So Krishna came out of Vrindavan and he killed Kamsa and all his wrestlers, Shala, Toshala, Kuta, Chanura, Mushtika, then Kovalayapida. He killed all of them and finally he killed Kamsa also. And after that, Krishna was sent to education under Sandipanumani to set an example that everybody needs a guru. Krishna personally shaved his head and he personally became a disciple of a guru, Sandipanumani. And also as a guru dakshina, he brought his dead son back. Then Krishna's marriages are described. He kidnapped Rukmini when Princess Rukmini wrote a letter to Krishna that I love you, you should come back and take me. Then Krishna came. There was a big war there. Then also Krishna married Nagnajiti by subduing 7 bulls whose nostrils are not pierced by any rope. Right? And once Krishna went to the heavenly planets and brought Parijata tree, because Satyabhama was complaining, you gave Parijata flower to Rukmini, what about me? And she started complaining, and Krishna says, why do you need a flower? I will give you a tree. So he went to heavenly abodes, and he also killed Narakasur and established Narakasur's son as the king. And Krishna married all the 16,100 princes that were kidnapped by Narakasur, and Krishna expanded into 16,108 farms to spend time with all these queens, and he begot 10 offsprings from each of these princes. Means 16,108 into 10 sons and 16,108 daughters also. And although Krishna accomplished so much, he gave more credit to his devotees. He killed so many demons like Aghasur, Bakasur, Vatsasur, Dhenukasur. Dhenukasur is killed by Balramji. And so many other demons, Vyomasur, he killed. But those demons are not that popular, if you actually see. Before coming to ISKCON, how many of us know Dhenukasur and Vyomasur, etc., Aghasur? But we know Shakuni, Duryodhan, all these people. So Krishna gave the credit of killing Jarasandha to Bhima. Although Jarasandha was defeated by Krishna 17 times along with so many thousands, Akshohinis of army, still finally Jarasandha was not killed by Krishna. Krishna gave that credit to Bhima. And Arjun also killed so many other demons. And Krishna did not kill Kala Yavana. He allowed Muchikunda to kill. Similarly, Shambhara, Dvivida, Bana, Mura, Balvala, etc. were also killed. Some of them were killed by Balramji. And Krishna orchestrated this Kurukshetra war. And after the war, Duryodhana was lying in a pool of bed. And he was bereft of all good fortune. Seeing Duryodhana in that condition, Krishna did not feel happy. Why? Because ultimately, Krishna's intention is not to make any living entity suffer. When Duryodhana is suffering in that pool of blood, it was not pleasing to Krishna. So Krishna was thinking that, how can this happen to my part and parcel? Next. And Krishna considered the Yadu dynasty as a burden on earth. So he planned and orchestrated this Moshala Leela also. Some sages cursed the Yadus, right? So Moshala Leela happened later. That will come after some time. So Krishna established Yudhishthira as the emperor, and he also protected the embryo of Uttara from the weapon of Ashwatthama. And Krishna also induced Yudhishthira Maharaj to perform 3 horse sacrifices. And Krishna ruled for Dwaraka for a while, and he became detached from the household life. Lord at last fully manifested his detachment from household life after enjoying the household life for a while. So daivadineshu kameshu daivadhinah swayam purman. Lord can only be understood by devotees by rendering devotional service. In this context, Uddhava mentions that. And a very brief outline of Moshala Leela is given here. Young princes of Yadu dynasty, once they started mocking the sages, and they dressed Samba as a girl and said, "My dear sages, can you guess whether this girl will give birth to a boy or girl?" Then they said, "She will give birth to an iron club." So true to their words, Samba gave birth to iron club, and without consulting Krishna, Ugrasena told, "You powder this iron club and throw that powder into the ocean." And so like that, Yadus were cursed, and it came to Krishna's notice, and Krishna said, "Let us all go to Prabhasa Kshetra. Because sages have cursed us, we should relieve ourselves from this imminent danger by performing certain rituals on the holy Prabhasa Kshetra." So he took all of them to Prabhasa Kshetra. We will come to the 4th chapter. There, Yadus did some rituals. They gave charity to Brahmanas. Yadus took remnants of prasada, drank liquor, and became delirious and started fighting amongst themselves. They took all the canes, because whatever powder they made out of the iron club, that went into the ocean, and all that powder came on the shore and it grew like canes. Yadus took all those canes on the bank of that ocean and started fighting amongst themselves, and they disappeared from the sight of these earthly beings. And Krishna then, in a four-handed form, sat under the banyan tree on the bank of Saraswati. When Krishna was sitting like this, after the Moshala Leela had happened, after the disappearance of Yadus and Balaram, Krishna was sitting under that bank, under that banyan tree. Then Uddhava came there. Uddhava was previously instructed to go to Badrikashram. He could not proceed. He came back and met Krishna here after Moshala Leela. At the same time, out of his own accord, Maitreya Muni came there. So Maitreya Muni and Uddhava were meeting Krishna. However, Krishna was giving more attention to Uddhava and not Maitreya, because at that time Maitreya was not considered a pure devotee. He has some jnana tendencies. So Lord sitting posture was described, and this banyan tree is compared to the temporary material world, and it is also mentioned that this banyan tree on which the Lord was leaning, it was young banyan tree. That means this universe is the smallest universe. There were some comparisons. Now, Maitreya also arrived there. Lord spoke to Uddhava. "You desired to achieve my association. You are one of the Vasus. So you wanted my association, so I granted it." Actually, there are two Uddhavas. One is a Nitya Siddha Uddhava, and then second is a Sadhana Siddha Uddhava. So that Sadhana Siddha Uddhava entered Nitya Siddha Uddhava's body and had some experiences with Krishna. More details you can see in your regular classes. This is an overview class. So now, this is your last life, you can go back to Vaikuntha, he says. Then Uddhava spoke to Vidura. Uddhava was narrating all these incidents to Vidura, right? So then Uddhava again was overwhelmed with Lord's reciprocation. Lord gave me this, Lord spoke to me about his Paramam Sthitim, transcendental situation, which was more confidential than Chatushloki also. Then again he remembers that he understands that I prefer Krishna's service and not the four Purusharthas. Konvishate pada saroja bhajam sudurlabhorte shuchitarshvapiha tathapi naham pravrunomi bhuman bhavat padam bhoja nishevanotsukaha. I am very eager to render service to the lotus feet of the Lord, and I am not very eager to get the results of four Purusharthas. So Uddhava again remembers some bewildering incidents in Krishna's life. After systematically remembering the itinerary of his pastimes, it's like a brief outline of the 10th canto in 2 chapters. Again, Krishna was overwhelmed with memory, remembrance of Krishna. He remembers some bewildering activities. Karmanyanihasya bhavo bhavasyate Durgashrayothari bhayatpalayanam Kalatmano yat pramadayutashrama Svatmanrate khidyati dhirvidamiham. So this verse describes some bewildering activities of the Lord. Karmani anihasya. Although Krishna is aniha, means he is not attached to doing any activity, still karmani. He engages in so many activities. Bhavo abhavasyate. Although he is abhava, unborn, still he takes birth. Then durgashrayo atha aribhayat palayanam, kalatmano. Although he is kalatmano, controller of time, still as if he is fearful of enemy, he just runs away from Mathura and takes shelter of Dwarka fort in the middle of ocean. When Jarasandha and Kalyavana were attacking him. Then Pramadayut Ashramaha Svatmanrati. Svatmanrati means one who takes pleasure in one's own self. He doesn't need anything beyond himself for his satisfaction or pleasure. So although he is self-satisfied, still he enjoys with so many women in the household life, Grihastashram. So Svatmanrati Khidyati Dhirvidamiha. Knowing these so many bewildering activities, the intelligence of great learned people is also bewildered, is disturbed. Then Krishna, Uddhava speaks to Krishna that you called upon me for consultation as if bewildered, although you are never bewildered. This act bewilders me. Sometimes Krishna calls Uddhava, my dear Uddhava, I got an invitation from Yudhishthira Maharaj that I have to attend his Rajasuya sacrifice, and some of these captive kings of Jarasandha, they are telling me to come and rescue. What should I do? See, Krishna was asking consultancy from Uddhava. Then Uddhava comes and says, you can go to Hastinapur to attend Rajasuya sacrifice, but before the sacrifice you take Bhima and go to Jarasandha and beg a charity of fight from him and kill Jarasandha through Bhima, and then go back and complete the Rajasuya sacrifice. Like that, Uddhava suggests. So many times Uddhava was called for consultancy. So although he came and gave that consultancy, Uddhava is saying now that I am getting bewildered because of this kind of behavior of the Lord. Then Krishna spoke to him this transcendental situation, Paramam Sthitim. And after narrating all these incidents, Uddhava told Vidura that now I am proceeding to Badrikashram to do the service. Prabhupada writes in these purports that Uddhava was doing the service of the Lord. What was the service? Going to Badrikashram and enlightening the sages. As long as one is engaged in remembrance of the Lord and engaged in some service of the Lord, there is no factual separation. Uddhava was actually in the union of Krishna because he was serving Krishna. Then Vidura understood the glory of Uddhava and said, my dear Uddhava, you should accept me as your disciple. So Uddhava is definitely older now. Vidura is elder to Uddhava also, at father's age. So Uddhava said, I should not become your guru. You should better take lessons from Maitreya. Because when Lord was instructing me, Maitreya was also present. So you better go and take instruction from Maitreya. He's very close. He's staying at Haridwar only. So, but I also have another service. So let me go to Badrikashram. He did not want to do Maryada Vetikrama. By becoming the teacher or guru of an elderly person in the presence of another elderly person who is staying very close by, Maitreya. So Uddhava proceeded to Badrikashram and Vidura came to meet Maitreya. Right? So Parikshit asked, why did Uddhava remain alone on the planet after the disappearance of the Lord? So that was the question of Parikshit in this context. Then Sukadeva Goswami speaks about the contemplation of Krishna. So Krishna was contemplating, Uddhava is the only one who can be entrusted with knowledge about me. In my absence, only Uddhava can act on my behalf. So he is the right person to go to Badrikashram and enlighten the sages. That is why Uddhava had to stay back. Right? Next, Vidura goes to Maitreya. That is the beginning of the fifth chapter. So, here Vidura was described as a perfect devotee. He approached Maitreya Muni and inquired. The first inquiry was, Sukhaya karmani karoti loko natai sukham vanyaduparamumba. Vindeta bhuyastata eva dukham yadatra yuktam bhagavan vadinnaha. Vidura very humbly and compassionately spoke that so many people in this material world are endeavoring for happiness, but they are not getting happiness, but they are getting only distress. Still they are not getting detached from their endeavor for happiness. So what is the solution? Yadatra yuktam bhagavan vadinnaha. Please give me the solution. That was his first question. So the answer to this question in 3.5.2 is given in 3.8.2. Answer is Bhagavatam. So that was the first question. And later Vidura glorifies the compassion of great souls. Janasya Krishnad Vimukhasya Daivad Adharmasilasya Sudukhitasya Anugrahayeha Charanti Nunam Bhutani Bhavyani Janardanasya. So great philanthropic souls travel in this world only to show compassion to materialistic conditioned souls. So Krishnad Vimukhasya, they have become averse to Lord Krishna. Then Adharma Shilasya, they have become very irreligious. Vimukhasya Daivat, right? So Sudukhitasya, that's why they are suffering. So just to show compassion upon all these people, devotees like you travel. Then he says, Tat Sadhu Varyadishavartma Samnaha Samradhito Bhagavan Yena Pumsam. Please instruct me in that process of transcendental devotional service by which the Supreme Lord can be satisfied. So after that, Vidura asks questions about Purushavataras, Virat Rupa, Leelavataras and living conditions in various planets and different living creatures and their residential places. All this Vidura inquires. And later Vidura shows exclusive interest only in Krishna Katha. He says, I have heard so many topics from Vyasadeva already. Now I want to hear only Krishna Katha. Paravaresham Bhagavan Vratani Srutani Me Vyasamukhada Bhikshnam. I have heard so many higher and lesser topics from Vyasadeva. So Atrupurama Kshulla Sukhavahanam. I am not satisfied because they could not give me that happiness of hearing Krishna Katha. Tesham Rite Krishna Kathamrutaughat. Because they are devoid of glories of Krishna, those topics did not satisfy me sufficiently. So you should speak only Krishna Katha. Kastrupnu Yatirtha Pado Abhidhanat Satreshu Vasuribhiridya Manat Yah Karna Nadim Purushasya Yato Bhavapradam Geharatim Chinati. So who can be satisfied by sufficiently hearing Krishna Katha? So when the vibrations of Krishna Katha enter the ear holes of a person, that will give him inclination to completely be detached from material bondage. Right? Bhavapradam Geharatim, that materialistic household life that can give bondage in this material world is chinatti, is cut off, right? When someone sincerely hears. Now, he also mentions Vidura's purpose of writing Mahabharata. So he wrote Mahabharata, Vyasadeva's purpose. He wrote Mahabharata only to bring all these people towards Krishna. So Krishna Katha increases indifference to other things. Sa shraddha dhanasya vivardhamana viraktim anyatra karoti pumsaha. If one faithfully hears Krishna's glories, virakti manyatra, one will easily develop detachment from anything not connected with Krishna. Hareha padanu smriti nirvritasya. He will be able to remember the lotus feet of the Lord. Samasta dukhapyayamasudhatte. All his miseries will be vanquished. And persons who are averse to the topics of the Lord are pitied by the pitiable. We have last time discussed three categories of people. Karmis, jnanis, and bhaktas. So jnanis pity the karmis and bhaktas pity both, jnanis and karmis. Then he says there are so many topics, hundreds of topics. You must speak only the essence of all topics. Tadasya kausharava sharma datur hareh kathameva kathasu saram. There are so many millions of topics under the sky. So you should speak the essence of all topics, which is Krishna katha. Hareh kathameva kathasu saram. Just like a bee goes to various flowers and collects only the essence of the flower, which is honey, you should speak like that, Krishna katha. Udhrutya pushpebhya iva artha bandho shivayanah kirtaya tirtha kirtehe. So you are sharmadatur, you are artha bandho, you are friend of distressed, you are the bestower of auspiciousness, because you speak Krishna katha. And Maitreya Muni might ask, my dear Vidura, you asked so many questions and you glorified Krishna katha, where should I begin? Then Vidura would say, please speak about Purushavataras first. Then Vidura, when Maitreya Muni responds, by first glorifying Vidura and his questions, my dear Vidura, your questions are glorious. Just by asking these questions, you showed your mercy upon me and also all the living entities in general. And not a wonder, you are the son of Vyasadev, and you are also Yamaraj in your previous situation. You are cursed by Mandavi Muni, so you are Yamaraj, you came as Vidura. So your previous situation is also wonderful. And not only that, you are like an eternal companion of the Lord. You are a very confidential associate of the Lord. That's why you are given such kind of confidential service. Only for your sake, Lord has left instructions with me. So it is Krishna's arrangement that Maitreya Muni comes in the discussion between Vidura and Krishna, and he hears the whole thing, and he speaks that. Maitreya Muni comes when Uddhava and Krishna were discussing, and he gives that same knowledge to Vidura. It's all Krishna's arrangement. Then he describes the process of creation. How the Lord Mahavishnu, he glances on the material nature and impregnates the material nature with the jivas, and the jivas are accompanied by their karma and swabhava, and all these transformations are taking place by kala, by the influence of time. This material nature or pradhana gets transformed into mahatattva by the influence of time, and mahatattva gets transformed into ahankara, and ahankara in three modes will give rise to all the 23 elements. Ahankara in the mode of goodness will give rise to mind and devatas, and ahankara in the mode of passion will give rise to prana, 10 senses and intelligence. Ahankara in the mode of ignorance will give this 5 tanmatras, 5 sense objects and 5 gross elements. So all these elements, 23 elements, at the end of this process, this is called Karana Srishti. When there is Karya Srishti later. So all these elements have their presiding deities, elemental devatas. They develop bodies spontaneously by the mercy of the Lord. So all of them, they start offering prayers to the Lord. So Prabhupada says all these transformations are happening and 23 elements are manifesting from their previous elements, all because of the Lord's glance. He's like that painter who mixes various colors to bring out more colors. Similarly, all these elements are coming out with different qualities only by the glance of the Lord. The controlling deities of all these elements started offering prayers to the Lord so that they can perform services. So first they glorify the lotus feet of the Lord. Namamate deva padaravindam prapannatapa upashamata patram yan mulaketa yatayonjasoru samsara dukham bahirdukshipanti. So we offer obeisances to your lotus feet, my dear Lord. Prapanna tapa upashama atapatram. Your lotus feet is like the umbrella that protects the surrendered souls from the rain of threefold miseries. So by taking shelter of your lotus feet, yan mulaketa yatayo anjasoru, very easily one will be able to throw away all the material miseries. Samsara dukkham bahir utkshipanti. Utkshipanti means throwing away. Then your lotus feet is also the source of knowledge. Dhatar yadasmin bhava isha jivaha. Another beautiful verse explains how the Lord's lotus feet is the source of all knowledge. And they glorify the lotus face of the Lord also. Marganti yatte mukhapadmanidaihi ఛందస్సుపర్ణైర్షయ వివిక్తి యస్యాఘమర్షోదసరిద్వరాయ పరం పదం పదం తీర్థపద ప్రపన్నాః. దేర్ ఆర్ సో మెనీ గ్రేట్ సేజెస్ హూ టేక్ షెల్టర్ ఆఫ్ ది లోటస్ ఫేస్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ బై హీరింగ్ భగవద్గీత వైబ్రేషన్స్. దేర్ ఆర్ సో మెనీ అదర్ డివోటీస్ హూ టేక్ షెల్టర్ ఆఫ్ ది లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ బై టేకింగ్ షెల్టర్ ఆఫ్ గంగా ఎమినేటింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ హిస్ ఫీట్. సో లైక్ దట్ డివోటీస్ టేక్ షెల్టర్ ఆఫ్ ది లార్డ్. సో లార్డ్ ఈస్ ద షెల్టర్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ హోలీ ప్లేసెస్, హోలీ మెన్ అండ్ హోలీ రివర్. రైట్. నెక్స్ట్, లార్డ్స్ లోటస్ ఫీట్ రివీల్స్ నాలెడ్జ్ అండ్ డిటాచ్మెంట్. యత్ శ్రద్ధయా శతవత్యా చ భక్త్యా సమృజ్యమానే హృదయేవధాయ. సో జ్ఞానేన వైరాగ్య బలేన ధీరః. సో ద జ్ఞాన అండ్ వైరాగ్య ఆర్ బెస్టోడ్ బై ఆర్ రివీల్డ్ బై ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్స్ లోటస్ ఫీట్. అండ్ హీ ఆల్సో అవార్డ్స్ రిమెంబరెన్స్ అండ్ కరేజ్. స్మృతిం ప్రయచ్చతి అభయం స్వపుంసాం. స్మృతి హీ విల్ గివ్ అండ్ అభయం ఆల్సో హీ విల్ గివ్ ఇఫ్ వన్ టేక్ షెల్టర్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ లోటస్ ఫీట్. నెక్స్ట్, హూ ఆర్ ది పీపుల్ హూ ఆర్ నాట్ క్వాలిఫైడ్ టు టేక్ షెల్టర్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ లోటస్ ఫీట్. యత్ సానుబంధే అసతి దేహగేహే మమాహమిత్యూఢ దురాగ్రహాణం. ఇఫ్ వన్ ఈజ్ కంప్లీట్లీ అబ్జార్బ్డ్ ఇన్ ది మెటీరియలిస్టిక్ హౌస్ హోల్డ్ అఫేర్స్ ఓన్లీ, హీ విల్ నాట్ బి ఏబుల్ టు టేక్ షెల్టర్ ఆఫ్ ది లార్డ్స్ లోటస్ ఫీట్. పుంసాం సుదూరం వసతోపి పుర్యాం. ఫర్ సచ్ పీపుల్ కృష్ణ ఇస్ సో ఫార్ అవే ఆల్ దో హీ స్టేయింగ్ రైట్ ఇన్ దేర్ హార్ట్స్. రైట్. భజేమ తత్తే భగవన్ పదాబ్జం, బట్ వీ విల్ టేక్ షెల్టర్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ లోటస్ ఫీట్. నెక్స్ట్, హూ ఆర్ ది క్వాలిఫైడ్ పీపుల్ టు టేక్ షెల్టర్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్స్ లోటస్ ఫీట్. తాన్వైహి అసద్వృత్తిభిరక్షిరస్యే పరాహరాంతైర్ మనసః పరేష అథోన పశ్యంతిరుగాయ నూనం ఏతే పదన్యాస విలాస లక్ష్యాః. ఇఫ్ వన్ హ్యాస్ వన్ పాయింటెడ్ డిటర్మినేషన్ టు జస్ట్ మెడిటేట్ ఆన్ ది లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ అండ్ ది పాస్ట్ టైమ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్, హీ విల్ బి ఏబుల్ టు టేక్ షెల్టర్. రైట్. ఏతే పదన్యాస విలాస లక్ష్యాః. విలాస మీన్స్ వేరియస్ పాస్ట్ టైమ్స్. దేర్ లక్ష్య, దేర్ గోల్ ఈజ్ జస్ట్ టు రిలీజ్ ది యాక్టివిటీస్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్, పాస్ట్ టైమ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్. సచ్ పీపుల్ కెన్ ఈజీలీ టేక్ షెల్టర్. నెక్స్ట్, దే స్పీక్ అబౌట్ కృష్ణ కథ. పానేన తే దేవ కథాసుధాయ ప్రవృద్ధ భక్త్యాః విశదాశయాయ వైరాగ్య సారం ప్రతిలభ్య బోధం. సో వీ షుడ్ డ్రింక్ ది నెక్టర్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ కథ. అండ్ దే ఆల్సో కంపేర్ ది పెయిన్ ఆఫ్ జ్ఞానీస్ అండ్ ప్లెజర్ ఆఫ్ భక్తాస్. అండ్ ఫైనల్లీ దే పుట్ ఫార్వర్డ్ దేర్ రిక్వెస్ట్స్ దట్ మై డియర్ లార్డ్, వీ ఆర్ ది 23 ఎలిమెంట్స్ బట్ వీ ఆర్ డిస్యునైటెడ్. రైట్. అన్లెస్ వీ యునైట్ విత్ ఈచ్ అదర్, అన్లెస్ వీ కంబైన్ విత్ ఈచ్ అదర్ అండ్ ఫార్మ్ వేరియస్ బాడీస్, వీ వోంట్ బి ఏబుల్ టు డూ దిస్ సర్వీస్ ఆఫ్ క్రియేటింగ్ దిస్ యూనివర్స్ అండ్ క్రియేటింగ్ వేరియస్ బాడీస్ ఇన్ దిస్ యూనివర్స్. సో ప్లీజ్ ఎంపవర్ అస్ సో దట్ వీ కెన్ కమ్ టుగెదర్ అండ్ సర్వ్ యూ. ప్లీజ్ ఎన్లైటన్ అస్ రిగార్డింగ్ ద వేస్ ఆఫ్ హౌ వీ కెన్ యాక్చువల్లీ మేక్ వేరియస్ ఎంజాయబుల్ కమాడిటీస్ ఫర్ యువర్ సాక్రిఫైస్. రైట్. యు ఆర్ ది ఒరిజినల్ ఫౌండర్ ఆఫ్ డెమిగాడ్స్, సో ప్లీజ్ డైరెక్ట్ అస్ లైక్ దట్ demigods offer prayers. In the third canto, 6th chapter, the Supreme Lord sends his cohesive energy so that all the elements can amalgamate with each other. So in response to the prayers of elemental devatas, Lord sends his bibhrat shakti or cohesive energy so that all of them can combine, and they combine to form a fetus that is called universal fetus. And in that universe, the Supreme Lord entered as Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu. And he filled half of the universe with his perspiration. And he divided himself into 1, 10, 3. So one is the consciousness of jivas, that is called jiva shakti. 10 is 10 life airs. 3 is atma shakti. That atma shakti is again subdivided into adhyatma, adhibhuta and adhideva. So this is all basically a brief description of Virat Rupa. So this 3.6 is not yet discussed. And if 2.10 has already been discussed, this is similar to 2.10, second canto, 10th chapter. So basically, to understand in overview class, Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu entered the universe and he manifested Virat Rupa. Virat Rupa basically is various details of the universe. So manifestation of various demigods from the universal form and development of various planets, living entities and varanas, they are all described. So after describing this universal form briefly, Maitreya Muni has expressed his inability to properly describe the universal form. He felt himself unworthy to describe the unlimited glories of the Lord. But he says, still I will describe. Whatever I know, I will describe. Tathapi kirtayam yanga yathamati yathashrutam kirtim hare swam satkartam giram anyabhida asatim. Although I don't have sufficient ability to describe the pastimes of the Lord, still I will describe, because if I don't describe, the power of my speech would remain unchaste. Right? So that's why I will describe, he says. Out of his humility, he is saying that. And he also understands that the purpose of having an ear is to hear Krishna Katha. The purpose of having a tongue is to glorify Krishna. And that is the highest perfectional gain of a living entity. Ekantalabham vajaso anupumsam sushloka mauler gunavada mahuhu shrutescha vidvadbhirupakritayam kathasudhayam upasamprayogam. Ekantalabham, the one and only perfectional gain of entire humanity is sushloka mauler gunavadam, the glorification of Krishna. Right? And shrutescha vidvadbhirupakritayam. So all the great souls have put this, all the glories of the Lord in writing out of their great mercy. Kathasudhayam upasamprayogam. Even if someone comes nearer to them and stays where Krishna Katha is going on, they get benefited. Right? They get ultimate benefit. So like that, Brahma could not know also Lord's glories. Brahma could know the Lord's glories to some extent only after 1,000 years of meditation. So that is not easy to glorify the Lord, easy to understand the glories of the Lord. He's beyond the words, mind and ego, along with their respective controlling demigods. His potency is not known to even himself. How can anyone else know? So like that, Maitreya Muni glorifies. Now it's 10 o'clock. We'll take a break.